do that because that's quite easy to explain. So why it's like dot, 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 because then if we replace, like say, okay, let's give you an example. Let's say we delete that and then we adopt, you know, or, and you know, have 1, 2, and 3 in place of the current one, then what happens is then from here, what follows is 3A. So these are the action steps by SC1. SC1 will, and so this A would remain the same because ITC didn't have a recommendation on that. This is like the general starting point to make sure that we all are referring to the relevant documents to do with ITC, and then above that, the commission. Okay. All right. So then let's say A. We don't have any reactions. B. Also none. This is our existing terms of reference, I should say. C. D. Okay, with D, I should explain. You see here again, so currently the text is pretty short. It's what reflected as in D without the indents. So this is our current text. Now what ITC has recommended to include here, and perhaps this is worth us actually reading out, I will read it out for us to consider whether we like it or not. In place of D, we might consider clauses, specific clauses on the legal instruments. We can take one of them, three of them, or a mix of some of them, and we can even change it as we will. But the first suggestion that came from ITC was develop and keep up to date, and then in square brackets, we could indicate the legal instruments or the conventions. For us, it would be simple. We would refer to the annex, which contains our legal instruments at the back, as well as other relevant legal instruments on, and then we could insert any relevant topic that ITC may charge it with administering. Another alternative text or perhaps additional text could be encourage the accession of new countries to the conventions and agreements mentioned above. And the third alternative or addition is create a working environment that facilitates the fulfillment by contracting parties of their obligations set forth in the respective legal instruments. Broadly speaking, it is not that different from our existing D, but it is pretty specific. Whereas D is just merely about encouraging accession, what is proposed by ITC as perhaps more specific detailed recommendations is to, you know, first of all, develop and keep up to date. We do that already implicitly, but it's just to say what we're already doing. And then encourage accession of new countries, which we have. So basically that second point is our existing one. And then also to create a working environment that facilitates the fulfillment by contracting parties of the obligations set forth. So it provides a bit more detail if we want to have it. But it is up to us on this recommendation. So Secretariat would appreciate some guidance by the working party, whether you prefer to just keep it as it currently is, simply with the D, which is to encourage accession of new countries to the conventions and agreements, or you want to be more detailed per the suggestions by ITC.